That's Cher at 98.3 The Coast, the best mix, and the best mix in the morning show with your daily dish for Monday. Speaking of Cher, Olympia Dukakis, who won an Academy Award for her role in the movie Moonstruck alongside Cher, has died. She was 89. A cause of death was not immediately released. Olympia won the Best Supporting Actress Oscar in 1988, the same year her cousin, Massachusetts Governor Michael Dukakis, ran for the White House against George H.W. Bush. The actress, who had a long career in the theater, also appeared in the movies Look Who's Talking and Steel Magnolias. Cher, who posted several photos of her Moonstruck co-star with her late husband Louis Zork, tweeted, "Olympia Dukakis was an amazing Academy Award-winning actress. Olympia played my mom in Moonstruck, and even though her part was that of a suffering wife, we laughed all the time. She would tell me how much she loved Louis, her handsome, talented husband. I talked to her 3 weeks ago. Rest in peace, dear one." Sally Field, who co-starred with Olympia in Steel Magnolias, tweeted, "What can I say, but I loved her. Everyone loved her. She was a gift, unique and talented and one of a kind. Rest in peace, my friend Olympia." Is Bennifer back? Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez are hanging out after 17 years after their breakup. The Justice League star was photographed at J-Lo's Los Angeles home Friday. He was seen holding a green backpack as he exited his Escalade, and she was spotted sitting in the car. A source tells People magazine they've spent time together in L.A. over the past week. They have a lot of love for each other. They've always admired each other as well. This comes just a few weeks after J-Lo split from her fiancé, Alex Rodriguez. But another source says they aren't getting back together. They are friends. They have always been friends, and they've been have seen each other through the years, according to that source. Affleck and Lopez were engaged in 2002, and they starred in the films Jersey Girl and Geely, and then broke up in 2004. The father of Britney Spears convinced the court in 2008 to establish a conservatorship by claiming, quote, "dementia patients do not go on world tours." Britney supposedly having dementia at age 26 is just one of several bombshell revelations in the BBC documentary The Battle for Britney. Journalist Mobeen Azar described why Jamie Spears may have said that Britney had a broken brain, saying, quote, "Britney might have dementia, but the world was never aware of that. The other option is sinister. That's the idea that she doesn't have dementia, but they suggested it because they want to push the conservatorship through." Her post-conservatorship lends credence to Britney being dementia-free. Since 2008, she went on 4 worldwide tours, released 4 albums, and performed in Las Vegas a total of 248 times. That is the Daily Dish for today on the Best Mix in the Morning Show at 98.3 The Coast.